Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings at home to take on Midland University tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, we've got a pretty talented basketball team that's on the outside looking in right now. So kind of a scary bunch we'll see tonight.
Yeah, you know, Midland's had kind of a difficult season where they've been in a lot of games, you know, a lot of overtime games, a lot of close games that just didn't go their way. I think when I looked back, even after when we were preparing for the first round of conference, they had lost four or five games in overtime and seven, I believe, by less than two or three points. So they've been in a lot of games this year, and they're dangerous. They are very, very, very talented team. They've got nice balance. They've got, you know, four or five kids that are right there around 10, 12 points. And obviously their post players can score a little bit. Great size, really good athleticism, and a couple of shooters. So, you know, when you look at their team on paper, they're a very, very talented team.
Like we said, it's a team that doesn't look like they're going to appear in the postseason tournament. So they come to Hastings with maybe everything out there on the table to win the last couple of ball games, or they could roll over if they get down early.
Yeah, it's I think they're out of it. Even if they won, you know, today and on Saturday, they cannot make the tournament. So you never really know what you're going to get with teams like that. You know, you could maybe see if you get out on them early and you kind of jump up, you know, jump out with a big lead, they may not be very inspired, and at the same time they play loose and they really don't have anything to lose, and so those teams are dangerous. And you know, it's a game that obviously in the first round they were in the game with us right down to the wire, and so, you know, they know that they can compete with us, and those games are always, you know, a little bit scary.
You guys played Blade on Sunday, got back late. How did that, the short turnaround, how's that going to hamper preparation for this one?
Well, you know, we just adjusted our schedule a little bit. Normally we lift on Sunday, and so we obviously were playing a game, and you just make it work. You know, you maybe go a little bit lighter on Monday and Tuesday. You still do your prep work. You just maybe cut out some of the stuff that you would do just as more of a routine rather than doing the absolute necessary. You know, I think our kids are ready to go. It's the last week of the season. You know, we've talked a lot about when you get to this point in the season and throughout the postseason that, you know, a lot of legs and being ready to go and playing through being a little bit fatigued is toughness. And, you know, toughness is something that's necessary if you want to do anything in the postseason. So that's kind of the conversation that we had this week, and you know, I think our kids are ready to go tonight.
Midland tonight, and then the Northwestern on Saturday. You guys firmly entrenched in the GPAC tournament coming up. How do you approach this final week? Just trying to keep the momentum going. You got a 6-game winning streak right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's kind of what we've been talking about is one game at a time, and we're just trying to keep getting better. You know, there's still a lot of season left. If we keep playing well and do our job and take care of business, we can only control us. And you know, defensively, rebounding wise, those are effort things. And yet, you know, yesterday and the day before, we worked a lot on kind of being more efficient offensively, cleaning up some stuff, making sure that we you know, make the adjustments we need to make in order to continue to be able to score in the half court. As you move forward, that's a really important key. You've got to be able to execute and get shots that you want, and players shooting the shots that you want. And that's all comes down to efficiency and really executing your offense, taking care of the ball, and you know, just details, setting screens on bodies and making sure that we move the ball on time and on target. So we've you know, continued to focus on getting better.
Are you happy with the half court offense right now?
You know, I thought there were times in the Dakota Wesleyan game where we were really efficient and we got the shots that we wanted. And then there was other times where we had some lulls, especially in the second half. We had about a 6 to 8 minute lull. Not necessarily that we took bad shots. We just didn't make shots. So there's a difference. There's a difference in getting the shot that you want and just not being able to knock it down. And there's a, you know, there's that other side of it of just taking shots that you had to take because you didn't execute your offense efficiently. So we're getting there. We're getting there, and it just keeps getting better and better.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Midland as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings at home tonight to take on the Midland University. They are 4-14 in the conference, and like I said, they've lost 18 games on the season, but a talented bunch, and it all starts with Taylor Shepherd.
Yeah, she's got obviously really good size at 6'3", and she's a lefty, and can she hit a mid-range jumper. Plays better with her back to the basket this year than she has in the past. She's gotten a little bit stronger, and she's playing with a little bit of confidence. And then you put the guards around her that they have on their team with Sammy Licari and Jamila Johnson and Danny Anderson's a really good shooter. And they have, you know, Joelle Anderson and the Spencer kid who both kind of play the four position. You know, that makes for a really good post player when you've got guards around that can score it, that can deliver the ball. You know, Licari is a really good point guard. She's really steady and doesn't, you know, unnecessarily turn the ball over. Shepherd was difficult for us to stop in the first round, and we need to make some adjustments there today to make sure that we don't give her anything easy, especially early.
Yeah, their inside game was pretty good the first time around. What can we do differently inside there?
Well, I think our matchups, we need to do some things a little bit differently there. They ran a lot of high-low action on us the first time, and we kind of got caught in the middle. We didn't really deny the high post cut. We didn't really double in the post, so we really weren't doing anything to disrupt what they were trying to do to us. And so you'll see tonight that we'll spend a little bit more effort and attention on taking some things away and forcing situations where we know where they're going to put the ball and then being able to capitalize on that.
It all starts with those guards on the outside getting the ball in there to the post players. And you mentioned the names out there on the perimeter. They are very good, very talented. Maybe one of the talented bunches in the GPAC this year.
Yeah, for sure. Athleticism wise, they're probably one of the best group of athletes. Jamila Johnson's caused us problems over the years with just her sheer athleticism, her ability to get to the rim kind of whenever she wants. And then, there are days where she gets really hot from the 3-point line. Danny Anderson's a really, really good 3-point shooter. And then you got, like we said, Licari, who's a good point guard. She advances the ball early, looks for those post players running head on rim in transition. So very, very balanced team. And like I said, they're really capable of any 2-3 players kind of getting hot and being hard to handle. So, I think in the first time we played them in the first round, our full court pressure wasn't great. Hopefully we can turn that up a little bit today and be a little bit more productive in the full court.
Final two games of the regular season, something you're focused on with your team. You kind of mentioned the half-court offense, but a couple of other things you're focused on these last two games to get ready for the postseason?
Well, we've talked about this over and over and over. My defense is going to win games down the stretch, and there's a few things defensively that I think we can still get better at. Ball screen coverage is something that we've made huge strides in. I think we can still get better. I think we can still be a little bit more aggressive in the full court and kind of pick and choose our times a little bit better of when we jump and if we're running, you know, running and jumping, where we're doing that and kind of creating a little bit more offense as a result of it. You know, we're getting better at it. But as a coach, obviously, you always see room for improvement. So we'll continue to work on those things.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings in Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings back at home tonight to take on the Warriors out of Midland University. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Women's game is up first. Hastings coming in, ranked number 12 in the country. The Broncos are sitting at 19-7 on the season. They are 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has won their last six games in a row since losing those back-to-back games to number 1 Morningside and number 3 Concordia. They have rattled off wins over Briarcliff, Dort, Doan, Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan, and on Sunday up at Dakota Wesleyan, winning that ball game by a score of 71-70. So anyway, down the stretch, we haven't been home a whole lot. Broncos have played four out of the last five games on the road. They're only win at home during that series was that victory over Doan back there on February the 4th. But Hastings won by the score of 49-44. So good to be back home here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we take on Midland University tonight, a team that is 10-18 on the season. They are 4-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a loss to Briarcliff the other day, losing by the score of 67-59. But they have lost a ton of close games here this year. They lost to a top-ranked Morningside back earlier this month. Lost to them by 11 points. They lost to a Northwestern on the road by just 9 points. They dropped a 1-point decision to Briarcliff. They played Menlo out of California, who is ranked in the top 25 in the poll this week. They lost to them only by 5 points. Lost one to Baker by 1 point earlier this year. And they dropped one to Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace by just 5, so it's a team that's been around a lot of games here this year, just not being able to finish, and their record is sitting at 4-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth, many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Midland tonight, they'll go with Jamila Johnson. Johnson is a 5'9" and senior out of Omaha, averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Sammy Lucari is a 5'6" and sophomore out of Columbus. She is averaging 11.1. Joelle Anderson is a 5'10" and senior out of Lincoln, averaging 8.4. Danny Anderson is a 5'6" and sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 9 points per game. And then Taylor Shepherd, 6'2" and a senior out of Lincoln. She's averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Hastings College will go with Chelsea Morton tonight, a 5'8" junior out of Holdridge. Morton is averaging 3.2. Abby Jackson, 5'5", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jackson is averaging 6.7 points per ball game. Also starting will be Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", and a senior out of Sutton. Second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. She is averaging 19 points per ball game. And also starting will be Sierra Williamson, 6'1", and a junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Williamson is averaging 5.2 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Meanwhile, Midland come out in their blue uniforms, their dark blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Hastings beat this team earlier this season in Fremont by a score of 67-59, but it was a close ball game throughout much of that contest, and Hastings in the final stages of that ball game pulled away with a victory over Midland. So Hastings expects a tough one here tonight at home. In fact, a pretty good crowd on hand for this next to the last home game of the regular season for Hastings College here tonight. So Midland shooting to our basket to our right. They immediately go inside and go right back to work where they left off the last time as they feed it in to Taylor Shepherd, and Shepherd scores. She had 19 points in the ball game against Hastings College the first time around up there in Fremont. So Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Broncos come back with their offensive end. On the wing, that's going to be Samuelson with the ball out to Morton, top of the key. They feed it inside now to Williamson. Williamson puts a move on Shepherd, misses the shot. Shepherd grabs the rebound from Midland. So Shepherd comes to the near sideline. Here come the Warriors now in their offensive zone. Sammy Licari has got the ball from Midland. Comes across the top to Joelle Anderson. She wings it inside, and the ball is lost out of bounds. Again, trying to get the ball inside to the big girl inside, Taylor Shepherd. She loses it out of bounds as a pass came in there wide of the target. First turnover on Midland. They average 19 turnovers per ball game. Turnover for the first time here tonight. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. 2-0 is the score. Hastings back with their second possession. Here in their offensive zone, Holly Samuelson to Williamson out here in three-point territory. Dribbles up, fires one up from the elbow. It's up there and in. Sierra Williamson hits the field goal there for Hastings, and the Broncos come back to tie things up at 2 points apiece. We're about 90 seconds into the ball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. This is going to be Joelle Anderson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Danny Anderson. Gets it away to Jamila Johnson. Drives it to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Abby Jackson with a rebound for the Broncos. Runs her back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle and now backs him back out. Midland going to be in a man-to-man defense. On the wing on the right side, that's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. Williamson has got it. Dribbles once. Fires up a shot over Shepherd. No good. Shepherd with a rebound. Shepherd gets the ball away. Midland comes back the other direction down the left sideline. That's going to be Sammy Licari with the ball. Sammy Licari out to a Joelle Anderson. Down to Licari to the near sideline to a Danny Anderson. Gets away from Van Kirk. Drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and it's picked up by Morton. Morton gets the ball ahead. Now to Jackson. Jackson into the forecourt to a Van Kirk. Jamie holds the ball down to Abby Jackson out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to the left side. Van Kirk with the ball. Drives it. Now she's double-teamed. Kicks it back out here. Williamson with the ball at the elbow. Won't put it up this time. Comes out to Jackson. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Down to Samuelson. Two-handed pass down on the right baseline. They're shot by Van Kirk. Good. Van Kirk had a good ball game the other day up in Mitchell. He scores here. The second field goal of the ball game for Hastings. 4-2 is the score now. Hastings out on top. Here in the first half of play, they lob the ball inside. Grabbing in the air. Shooting and scoring is Joelle Anderson. Joelle Anderson scoring there as they pound the ball into the paint there. Both field goals from Midland have been from close range, right around the basket in the paint. 4-4 is the score. Here's Morton driving the ball. His shot's going to be blocked down by Shepherd. Blocked by Shepherd, picked up by Joelle Anderson into the forecourt. Now to Jamila Johnson, lobs it inside. Again, the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds. And again, the target was Shepherd inside. That time, the ball deflected out of bounds there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. It's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16:43 to play here in the first half. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Sammy Licari with the ball. Deep in a corner, Johnson throws it up there. Shot no good. Rebound into the weak side there by Van Kirk of Hastings. Van Kirk goes to the far side. Holly Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson, free throw line extended right side. Dribbles to her left. Now reverses the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Williamson. Out to the top of the key. There's a shot put up there by Van Kirk. That's going to miss. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepherd again for Midland University. Shepherd goes to the far sideline. Sammy Licari Brings it back the other direction for the Warriors. We're tied up at 4 points apiece early in the women's basketball game here tonight. Joelle Anderson driving the ball down the lane, stops in trouble. Bounce pass comes on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Samuelson. She drives the ball and it's going to be knocked out of her hands down here in the baseline out of bounds. Great defensive play there by Danny Anderson of Midland getting back for the Warriors. Then the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Tika Thompson. Thompson comes in. Chelsea Morton comes out. 15:58 to play here in the first half. Hastings 4 and Midland 4. Hastings will play things in. Holly Samuelson with the ball. Gets it in to Williamson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. Sierra Williamson has now got 4 points in the ball game. She scored 6 the last time around. 6-4 is the score now. Hastings College has the lead over Midland. There's the ball tipped away from Tika Thompson down on the floor. She picks it up, gets it out to Samuelson. Samuelson out of Jackson to Van Kirk. Shot good. So the turnover on Midland results in a point there. Jamie Van Kirk gets the driving layup. She's now got 4 points in the ball game here for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 8-4. We played about 4.5 minutes here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here comes Midland back with the ball on the wing. Danny Anderson has got it. Danny dribbling with the ball around his screen, moves it to the top of the key. Now comes to the near side to Anderson. Joelle, cross-court pass, goes to the far side. Long-range jumper by Lucari, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Williamson to Tika Thompson, now to Holly Samuelson. They're in the forecourt, 5 minutes gone here in the first half. Hastings out on top, 8-4. Holly Samuelson looking in the block, nothing there. Abby Jackson has got it now. The Tika Thompson on the wing on the left side, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out to Samuelson for 3. It's going to be an air ball, no good. Williamson tries to save it, she can't do it. She goes over the end line, it's going to be Midland University basketball. Down to the scorer's table, checking in now for Hastings is going to be Michaela Berry. The transfer out of Wayne State. Coming out is going to be Holly Samuelson. Also into the ball game will be Rachel Jeldon, and Williamson will check out. 14:47 to play here in the first half. 8-4 is the score. Hastings out on top here in this basketball game. Midland has got the ball. Joelle Anderson has got it down to the forecourt to a Sammy Lucari. Drives it, throws it on the far side. That's a jumper by Johnson. That's going to be an air ball, no good. Shepard trying to save it. She does. Right into the hands of Rachel Jeldon, though, for Hastings. Jeldon gets the ball now to Jackson. She dribbles the ball into the hole. Her shot off of the window is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by the former St. Cecilia Hawkette, Abby Jackson. 10-4 is the score now. Hastings out to a 6-point lead. Broncos have won 6 games in a row. Looking to close the season strong with another ball game coming up on Saturday against Northwestern before we get into the conference tournament next week. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Joelle Anderson out of bounds. The fourth turnover on Midland in the ball game. Van Kirk checks out. Here comes Holly Hilden in the ball game now for Hastings College. Hilden is a 5'8" freshman out of Omaha. He's been averaging about 2.8 points per ball game. Hastings out on top of Midland. 10-4 is the score. Abby Jackson in the forecourt down to Hild here on the left side. Out on top to Berry for 3. Shot is up there is good. Michaela Berry comes off of the bench and nails a 3-pointer. And Midland wants to call a timeout. Hastings has built an early lead here in this basketball game. We'll take a break with 13:52 to play in the first half. It's Hastings 13 and Midland 4.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College with a lead 13-4 over Midland in women's college basketball. Warriors have the basketball back here. Joelle Anderson has got it in the wing. Moves it down in the corner to Danny Anderson. Back to Joelle Anderson as she drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It is picked up here by Jamila Johnson. Johnson has got it on the wing on the left side behind his screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Now across the top of the circle there. They get it to Elikari. On the near sideline to Danny Anderson. Picked up there by Tika Thompson. Danny moves to her left. Fires up a long-range three. The shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Tika Thompson has got it now just to the left of the circle. Drives it. Dumps it off. And the pass is going to be intercepted. First turnover on Hastings College. The ball is intercepted there by Sammy Lucari of Midland. Into the forecourt. This is Danny Anderson with the ball picked up by Hills. And then we got a foul called. A personal foul away from all the action is going to go on Jeldon. That's going to be your first. First foul on Rachel Jeldon. First team foul on Hastings. And the ball game now. Megan Cox coming into the ball game now. It's a 13-4 ball game. Hastings College is out on top as Midland comes back in their offensive scoring zone. Danny Anderson has got the ball. Danny comes out between the circles now to Megan Cox over there on the left side. Jamila Johnson holds the ball in the wing. Jamila moves it down in the baseline. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Thompson. The fifth turnover on the Midland so far in this first half of play. Here comes Tika Thompson back. Entry pass to get it inside to Jeldon. She spins, puts it up off of the glass and scores. Rachel Jeldon scores, and Hastings is out on top now. That's by a score of 15-4 over Midland. Hastings pressuring here in backcourt. Danny Anderson has got it across the timeline. There's a pass down to Overcamp. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Joelle Overcamp now into the ball game for Midland. Rachel Starr coming to the contest as well for the Warriors. She replaces Jamila Johnson. So Midland, they have not had a whole lot of success this season, and the G-Pack are sitting at 4-14, but they have played some teams tough. Hastings on top of the Warriors early in this one by a score of 15-4. There's a pass that comes to Starr here on the near side. Gets away from Tika Thompson. They move it to the opposite side now. Danny Anderson has got the ball, drives it against Holly Hill down there on the baseline. Can't do anything with the ball. Danny Anderson, cross-court pass, comes over to Starr behind the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. 2 seconds, 1 second, and a shot clock violation. Shot clock violation there. Great defense by Hastings College. Midland unable to get the shot away. That's going to be the sixth turnover on the Warriors here in the basketball game. 15-4, Hastings College leading Midland University here tonight in women's college basketball. Another doubleheader planned for us tonight as we've got the men's game coming up with a scheduled tip-off time at 8 o'clock here tonight. Hastings comes back with the ball. Tika Thompson in the lane. Powers her way to the goal. Her shot is up there over Overcamp. No good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Megan Cox with the ball into the forecourt now for Midland. She works against Abby Jackson. Cox moving it on the dribble now to the left side. Reverses the ball, gets it to the top of the key to Jalen Spencer, who's into the ball game now. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Michaela Berry comes down with it. Now we got a foul called. That's the seventh turnover on Midland so far in this first half of play. And a personal foul here is going to be called on Midland. It's going to go on Overcamp. That's going to be your first team foul number one on the Warriors. Ollie Samuelson coming to the ball game now. Abby Jackson will check out. Also coming back in there from Midland is going to be Taylor Shepard. Shepard comes in, Overcamp checks out. Chelsea Morton is also going to come back into the ball game for Hastings. Tika Thompson will come to the bench. 11 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 15-4. There's Michaela Berry with the ball, dribbles it into the lane, kicks it out here. Holly Samuelson comes across the top, Hild from the top of the circle, a shot good. Holly Hild knocks down a three-pointer. And it's now an 18-4 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. A steal in backcourt, but a foul is going to be called. That's going to be a foul on Midland. The foul is going to go on the Star. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number two on Midland. So Holly Samuelson goes to the free throw line for Hastings. 82% on the season for Holly Samuelson. She'll have two shots here. Her first one is up there and in. Here comes Mandy Uecker into the ball game now for Midland. Jamila Johnson also coming in there. So Hastings has jumped on Midland early, 19-4 here at the beginning of the ball game. Nice shot is up there by Samuelson. That's going to be good. Hastings is a team hitting 70% of their free throws. That is sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And it's now a 20-4 ball game. Hastings with a good start to this ball game here tonight. Here comes Megan Cox with the ball as she brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass goes on the wing to a Mandy Uecker, picked up there by Holly Hill. Uecker moves to her left, reverses the ball, gets to the cut. She drives it down on the baseline. It's cut off there by Michaela Berry. Back out on top. Euchre's got the ball, lobs it down the lane, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Rachel Jeldon denying the pass in there to Jalen Spencer. Tipped out of bounds, and Midland will play things in. Baseline left side, underneath their own basket with 10:42 to play. Here in the first half, 20-4 is the score. Hastings out on top of Midland University tonight. There's Spencer off the short left baseline, and a shot is up and in. Jalen Spencer scores there for Midland. That's her first field goal, and that breaks a long scoring drought there for Midland as Hastings had rattled off 14 points in a row. It's now a 20-6 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Samuelson free throw line jumper spins out of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Keeps it alive for the Broncos on a baseline on the left side. Now she's tied up in the play. Tied up in the play there by Jalen Spencer of Midland. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control here. So a 14-0 run by Hastings here in the first half of play has got him out to a 20-6 lead. As we approach the halfway point, there's Michaela Berry dribbling down the lane. Her shot is up there one-handed. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepard. Taylor Shepard gets the ball away here in backcourt now to a Megan Cuss as she brings it into the forecourt around the screen from Shepard. Stops at the elbow, right side of the lane. And now retreats. Bounce pass goes inside to Spencer. Spencer spins against Morton, puts it up there. The shot no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Jalen Spencer. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 20-6. The Hastings College women's basketball team out on top of Midland tonight just by the halfway point of this first half. There's Van Kirk with the ball picked up by Johnson. Van Kirk drives it into the lane. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up by Berry. She'll take a three and her shot. Good. Michaela Berry knocks down a second three-pointer. She's been in shooting the ball extremely well as of late. She is now number 5 in the conference and a number of three-pointers made so far this year. She's hit a couple of them here tonight. 23-6 is the score. There's a driving layup by Johnson that's no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Van Kirk got the rebound for Hastings, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Mandy Euchre of Midland. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Warriors. So Hastings has got the lead. We're approaching 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Score is 23-6. The Hastings College women's basketball team out on top of Midland here tonight. There's another three-pointer thrown up there by Berry. That shot's going to be no good. Shepard had the rebound. She lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Taylor Shepard reaching for the rebound. She had her hands on it there, but couldn't pull it in. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. They get it into Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the dribble. Takes it into the paint. Kicks it out here to Berry for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepard, and a timeout's going to be called. Midland wants to call a timeout here. 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the first half. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 23, Midland 6.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. So Hastings going on a 14-0 run here in the first half of play. And the Broncos have built a nice size lead here, 23-6 over Midland here in this basketball game. The other game's going on in the conference tonight. Some important ones. Northwestern is playing at Dort. Mount Barney is at Dakota Wesleyan tonight. Midland here against Hastings. Morningside at Briarcliff and Nebraska Wesleyan at Doan. Two regular season games left for most of the teams in the GPAC. And the postseason tournament gets underway next week with the top 8 teams following action on Saturday night. Qualifying for the GPAC postseason tournament with her eyes still set for the national tournament up in Sioux City. There's a driving layup by Megan Cox that's going to be up there and in. That's going to be her first field goal of the ball game. She took that one right to the Bronco defense right down the lane and scores easily following the timeout. 23-8 is the score. Hastings College out on top. Michaela Berry with the ball. Out of Van Kirk on the right sideline. Ball poked away. It goes out of bounds. Van Kirk has it knocked out of her hands there by Jamila Johnson to Midland. So Hastings will play things in. Holly Samuelson going to be over there. 8 minutes and 31 seconds to play. During the first half, 23-8 is the score. Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie drives it into the paint. Her shot is up there off balance. It's around the rim and down. Jamie gets the roll in there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and it's a 25-8 score now. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's Mandy Euchre with the ball, works in backcourt against Van Kirk, brings it into the offensive zone. Euchre dribbling with the ball out here. Van Kirk ran in her face defensively, and now We've got a foul away from all the action. A foul here is going to go on Jalen Spencer underneath the basket there for Midland. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Warriors. Another ball game now from Midland is going to be Joelle Anderson. She checks in. Coming in for Hastings College is going to be Sierra Williamson. Williamson comes in, and going out is going to be Rachel Jeldon. 8 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half. Women's college basketball tonight. The score is 25-8. Hastings College has got the lead. Here comes Michaela Berry back with the ball. Flips it to Samuelson around the Williamson screen. Now reverses the ball, gets it back to the right wing. Berry with it. Feeds it inside to Williamson. Top of the key, now to Van Kirk. Drives it, kicks it out in the corner. That's Chelsea Morton with a long-range two. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Midland back the other way. They get it ahead to Euchre. Fakes the three. Takes it down to the baseline. 10-footer. In and out. No good. Williamson had the rebound. She lost it. Scramble was on. Three players hit the deck. The ball comes rolling out here. Shepherd picks up the ball now for Midland. Now to Johnson. To Euchre. To the near sideline with the ball there is going to be Sammy Lucari. Moves it to her left. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Johnson. Feeds it inside. Driving for the bucket is going to be Shepherd. Her shot over Williamson is no good. Sierra grabs the rebound for Hastings. Sierra gets it away now to Michaela Berry. Runs into a double team. Loses control of the ball. And is picked up here by Midland coming back the other way. Johnson gets it to Mandy Euchre. And she's going to be fouled into play. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. This will be a shooting foul, though. Going to the free throw line for the Warriors is going to be Mandy Euchre. Euchre is a 66% foul shooter in the season. She's 4 out of 6 from the line this year. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Mandy Euchre knocking down a free throw there. Euchre is a 5'6" sophomore out of Norfolk. Michaela Berry checks out. Here comes Jackson back into the ball game. Second shot by Euchre is going to be good. And the Hastings College lead is now 15 points here in women's college basketball. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball on the high right side. Picked up there by Euchre of Midland University. Jackson open but won't take the shot. Goes down to Van Kirk. Throws it down in the corner. Sierra Williamson dribbles inside. 10-footer is good. Sierra Williamson now has 6 points in the basketball game for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 27-10 here in the first half. Here's a Sammy Lucari with the ball. Sammy Lucari, bounce pass goes over to Johnson on the wing. Picked up by Holly Samuelson. Good defense over there. Bounce pass down in the corner. They get it down to Taylor Shepherd. Cross-court pass comes to Euchre. Euchre is picked up by Van Kirk. Mandy Euchre takes it down to the baseline. Comes back out to Joelle Anderson. Dribble penetration. The ball knocked loose and is now picked up by Chelsea Morton. Morton picks it up for Hastings. Long pass down the floor. Samuelson grabs it. It almost went out of bounds. Samuelson saves it, but right in the hands of Midland. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Coming back is going to be Joelle Anderson. Joelle Anderson's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds here by Samuelson. Trying to bring it over here to Euchre on the wing on the right side. It was deflected out of bounds by Samuelson. It's going to be Midland University playing the ball in right beside the Bronco bench. But 5:59 to play here in the first half, 27-10. Hastings College has got the lead. Good things into a Sammy Lucari. She is picked up out there in three-point territory by Abby Jackson as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man. Right side is Dandy Anderson. Lounds the ball inside to Shepherd. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. So they go right back to work with Taylor Shepherd inside. In fact, their first two field goals of the ball game came from in the paint there, and then the Broncos going to shut that down. Shepherd is fouled there by Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Shepherd's free throw is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. Taylor Shepherd is a 62% foul shooter coming in here. She's 72 out of 115. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be too strong. No good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Sierra Williamson with the rebound. Williamson gets the ball ahead to Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Abby Jackson looking over the defense. Now retreats out here. Hastings with a 16-point lead early in this contest, 27-11. Here's a Williamson with the ball. Williamson lobs it inside. Going to be over the head of Van Kirk out of bounds. Turnover number 4 in the ball game now for Hastings. And now Midland wants to call another timeout. Midland calls a timeout. 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play. The first half will take a break with a score. Hastings 27, Midland 11.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. And Dana and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight. The Broncos out on top of women's play, 27-11. Midland has got the ball. Jamila Johnson finds a seam, takes it to the hole. A shot's going to be blocked down there by Sierra Williamson, but a foul is going to be called. Sierra's going to pick up her first personal. And now Jamila Johnson will go to the free throw line from Midland. Johnson is 73% foul shooter in the season. She's 74 out of 101 from the free throw line this year. Her shot is up there and in. Midland is a very good free throw shooting team. They're hitting 72% as a team. That is second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Johnson. Those are first 2 points of the ball game. She's one of their leading scorers, averaging 10.8 points per ball game. She's got two free throws to show for her offensive output here in the first half of play. Midland is back to within 14, 27-13. Van Kirk from the short left baseline. Her shot is up and in. Van Kirk now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading 29-13. Here's Jamila Johnson on the ball. Hustles back the other way. Drives it down the lane. Traveling violation. Jamila Johnson trying to take it to the hole there, and a traveling violation is called. 9 turnovers on Midland in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other way. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings out on top of Midland, 29-13. Good to be back at home for once. Hastings has played 4 out of their last 5 games on the road. There's Atika Thompson driving the ball into the paint, and we got a personal foul called here. The foul is going to go on Joelle Anderson. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 of Midland, so still no free throws here. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jamie Van Kirk will trigger things in for the Broncos. Lobs it out here to Tika Thompson. Right at the elbow, drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops, throws up an off-balance shot, and scores it. Tika Thompson scoring there for Hastings. She's averaging 6.4 points per ball game. She gets her first field goal here. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 31-13 in this basketball game. There's Jamila Johnson dribbling the ball down the lane. Puts it up off of the glass. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Tika running her back the other way to the near sideline. Abby Jackson fires up a 3. Shot good. Abby Jackson on the break just pulls up at the top of the 3-point circle and cans it. Abby's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings is out on top by 21, 34-13. Now some pressure in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called on Tika Thompson. Thompson picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Jalen Spencer now for Midland. We got 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Warriors by the score of 34-13. Here's Sammy Licari with the ball. Licari goes over in the far sideline. With it over there is going to be Danny Anderson. Anderson gets it down to the corner again to Licari. She dribbles it to her right, all the way to the top of the key. Down the lane, her shot's to be blocked out of bounds as she takes it to the rack there, and a blocked shot by Sierra Williamson as she picks up her 24th block of the season. Sierra is actually number 6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in blocked shots this week. Joelle Anderson with the ball now to Danny Anderson. Comes across the top to Spencer. Her pass to the wing on the left side is deflected out of bounds there by Thompson. So 3:33 to play here in the first half. 5 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings out on top by 21. It is 34-13. Sammy Licari picked up by Thompson. Back outside to Anderson. His shot at the end of the shot clock is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Abigail Newbrugge. Is into the ball game now for Hastings, a freshman out of Omaha. Here's Thompson firing up a 3. Shot good. Tika Thompson gets a 2 and a 3 here in the past minute or so. And it's now a 37-13 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. Joelle Anderson picked up by Thompson. Picks up the dribble out here in 3-point territory to Megan Cox, who's back into the ball game. Cox bounce pass goes over here to Danny Anderson. Lobs it inside Spencer. A little quick shot for the baseline is good. Jalen Spencer scores there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 37-15, 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight, Abby Jackson drives it, shoots it, and scores it again. Abby Jackson takes it right to the hole and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 39-15. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Sammy Licari with the ball. Pass to the near sideline is deflected out of bounds. Jamie Van Kirk deflects that ball out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Holly Hild. Hild comes in. Van Kirk will check out. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 39-15. Hastings College has got the lead. Midland has got the ball. Here's Anderson. Comes across the top to Licari. Lobs it inside to Spencer. Puts up a shot over Jeldon. No good. Rachel grabs the rebound. Jeldon gets the ball away now to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it into the offensive zone here. Just shy of 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 39-15. The Broncos have the lead. Here's Holly Hild with the ball. Back outside a new Broogie for three. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball comes to the corner. It is picked up there by Tika Thompson. Thompson goes cross court. Abby Jackson bounce pass down on the baseline. Grabbed there by Niebrugge. Niebrugge will throw the ball into the corner. And nobody's home. It goes out of bounds. So the Broncos get a shot away there, but they give it away. Now with a minute and 42 seconds to play here in the first half, 39-15. Hastings College has got the lead. Here comes Sammy Licari racing back the other way for Midland. Brings it into the offensive zone in the center of the floor now. Bounce pass goes over there. That's going to be Cox with the ball. Cox to the elbow. Shot by Overcamp. No good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Jeldon gets the ball to Jackson into the forecourt. Now to Hild. Holly Hild with the ball. Now to Jeldon at the top of the three-point circle. The Thompson fakes the three. Dribbles inside the ball. Stripped away. And is stripped right back by Abby Jackson. So back-to-back turnovers. Jackson has got the ball now with a buck 13 left here in the first half of play. Thompson for three from the corner. Shot is no good. The ball lost out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to, they give the ball to Hastings. The Broncos are playing things in underneath their own basket. Here comes Morton into the ball game. Thompson will check out. So 30 seconds. They get a fresh shot clock here as Hastings will playing things in underneath their own hoop. Jackson with the ball. Dribbles into the free throw line. Nice pass right side and a shot from down on the low block is good by Chelsea Morton. Jackson gets the assist. Hastings College is out on top 41-15 here in women's college basketball action here tonight. Here comes Midland back with the ball. Euchre goes over to the left side to Overcamp. Feeds it inside now. That's Spencer. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. The 10th turnover on Midland University so far here in the first half of play. Here's Jackson from just inside the ring. Her shot's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Mandy Euchre. Euchre gets the ball to Overcamp. Overcamp now gets into the hands of Megan Cux as she brings it into the offensive zone with 20 seconds left on the game clock here in the first half of play. Cux throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Mandy Euchre. They were on the same page. That's the 11th turnover on Midland here in the basketball game. It is 41-15. Hastings College is out on top here in this basketball game. Here come the Broncos back the other way. It's going to be Jackson with the ball. Now it's 10 seconds on the game clock here in the first half. Hastings will play for the final shot here. Holly Hild with the ball. Holly dribbling with it. Finds a seam. Drives the ball to the basket. A shot is up there and in. Holly Hild scores, and that is the end of the first half of play. First half completely dominated by Hastings College here. In the first 20 minutes of play, Hastings using an early 14-0 run to get out to a 20-6 lead within about the first 5 or 10 minutes of the first half of play. And Hastings College right now out on top by the score of 43-15 over Midland University at halftime. Coming up, we've got the Valentino's Halftime Show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
I
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College women's basketball to start things off, and the Broncos have it going their way. It's 43-15. Hastings has the lead here at halftime. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So we had a 6-4 ball game early, and Hastings College going on a 14-0 run to increase that lead to 20-6. Hastings built that lead throughout the remainder of the first half of play, and right now they're completely dominating Midland 43-15 here in halftime. Scoring in the ball game, Hastings has seen a lot of people knock down shots here in the first half. Jamie Van Kirk has got 8 points for Hastings. Van Kirk has got 4 field goals. Abby Jackson, she has got 7 points. Abby has got a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. 6 points for Sierra Williamson on 3 field goals. 6 points also for Michaela Berry on a couple of threes. Holly Hilda's got 5 points, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Tika Thompson also with 5 points in the first half on a 3 and a 2. Also scoring the first half was Chelsea Morton. She has got a field goal for 2. Holly Samuelson, a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Rachel Jeldon, she has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings College. The Broncos are 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Midland is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Well, they've got just 15 points on the board here at halftime. The leading scorer is Jalen Spencer. She's got a couple of field goals for 4. Taylor Shepard, after scoring 19 points against Hastings College the first time around, then held to just 2 points, actually 3 points. She's got 1 field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Scoring 2 points in the ball game was Joelle Anderson on a field goal. Jamila Johnson is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Mandy Euchre is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. And Megan Cux, she has got a field goal for 2. And Hastings College with the lead here at halftime. It's Hastings 43 and Midland 15. Checking the halftime numbers. Hastings College in the first half hitting 56% of their field goal tries. They are 18 out of 32. Midland just 5 out of 23 for 21%. Hastings has knocked down 5 of 11 from 3-point range for 45%. Midland is 0 out of 5. Hastings 2 out of 2 on free throws for 100%. Midland is 5 out of 6 for 83%. The rebounds right now, Hastings has got 17. Midland has got 11. Hastings has got 2 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. Midland has got 2 offensive rebounds and 9 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over only 6 times so far here in the first half of play. Midland, they have been charged with 13 turnovers. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 7 steals. Midland has got 1 block shot and 4 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far in this basketball game has been Rachel Jeldon. She has got 6. Meanwhile, Taylor Shepard, she's got 7 rebounds for Midland. But again, the Hastings College women's basketball team looking for their 7th straight win here tonight. Have it going their way here in the first half. The Broncos leading at halftime. It's Hastings 43 and Midland 15. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show. Tyson Avronik is standing by. He's got a Hastings College spotlight coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. Tyson Hebronick with you. Joining us, we are pleased to be joined by the Marketing and Communications Director over at Hastings College. It's Alicia O'Donnell joining us here on the program. Alicia, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Tyson. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk about the great things happening here at the college.
Alicia is one of our friends here at the media, connecting us with a lot of the great guests that we have here on the Hastings College Spotlight, but she's on the program now to talk about an event that's going to be coming up here this weekend for the Artisan Lecture Series. It's a national speaker, Marion Nessel. Tell us a little bit what's going on.
Well, Tyson, each year the college selects a theme that the campus will explore together in classes, through various activities on campus, and also through a series of speakers. Marion Nessel is a consumer activist, nutritionist, and author who will be speaking tomorrow night as part of this year's focus on food. Her address, which is free and open to the public, will start at 7:30 p.m. in French Memorial Chapel, and she will address specifically food politics following the conclusion of the 2015 Farm Bill.
Now, as far as the Artist Lecture Series is concerned, the national speaker, Hastings College really does go above and beyond to bring in some pretty big guests. I remember a couple years ago, it was the one of my favorite actors, Bruce Campbell, was here as a part of that program. So they really do bring in some good guests for the series.
When you look back at the list of people we've had, it is quite amazing. From Robin Wright, a noted expert in the Middle East who was on campus long before we were all placing a major focus on that region, to actors and actresses, including Bruce Campbell. Basil Rathbone, who was known for playing Sherlock Holmes, was here many years ago as part of the Artist Lecture Series. National speaker. And Marion Nessel is just a continuation. She is known worldwide for looking at food issues from planting the seed or the breeding of the animals to the slaughter and sale. I think this is really a unique opportunity for the community to engage in discussion with a speaker. I mean, as the breadbasket of the United States, the world, we have a lot to say in what happens in food production, and I think residents of the Hastings area have a lot of insights they can provide to Ms. Nessel as she speaks on campus tomorrow night.
Again, Marion Nessel speaking on the Hastings College campus Thursday from 7:30 until 9:30 over at the French Memorial Chapel. Just having events that you open up to the public, the Hastings community, talk just about the advantages of that, just for the students to be able to get that community input and insight as well.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for students to be able to begin conversations with members of the community that may result in future internships and perhaps even employment as they build relationships together. Certainly know of instances where local families have all but adopted Hastings College students, and it's really a two-way street. The college students feel much closer to the Hastings community and what's happening here with businesses, churches, community organizations, and the families get to feel a greater investment in the college and get to feel the vitality and energy that our students frequently provide.
And the Marketing Communications Director over at Hastings College, Alicia O'Donnell, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight as we get set for second half of basketball here between the Midland University Warriors and those Hastings College Broncos. We'll get you back out to that second half. But Alicia, we appreciate the time here on the Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Alicia, thank you so much for your efforts, and we'll talk with you again soon.
You're welcome, Tyson. Always a pleasure. Take care.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings taking care of biz here in the first half of play. And the women have the lead over Midland University. The score is 43-15 here at halftime. Checking some other scores around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Women's basketball all halftime scores right now. Northwestern is leading Dort by a score of 41-23. Doan is leading Nebraska Wesleyan tonight by a score of 29-24. And Morningside has got a lead over Briar Cliff, 36-26. One other game going on tonight. Let's see, Mount Marty is playing at Dakota Wesleyan in the other conference game going on tonight. That game has not yet reached the halftime status. As far as the conference standings are concerned, as of tonight, Morningside out on top at 18-0. Concordia next at 18-1. Briar Cliff third at 21-7. Hastings next in line at 19-7. Morningside is 18-0 in the conference. Concordia 18-1 in the conference. Briar Cliff and Hastings both tied at 13-5 in the conference. But Hastings holds the tiebreaker over Briar Cliff. So in the event of a tie at the end of a Saturday, Hastings will be the number 3 seed. Briar Cliff will be the number 4 seed. The rest of the teams that are pretty well locked up. Tournament berths for next week. Northwestern, Doan, Mount Marty, and Dakota Wesleyan. The lineup could change a little bit, but those are the four teams right now that are in. It looks like Midland, Dort, and Nebraska Wesleyan will be on the outside looking in where the conference postseason tournament brackets are announced by the league office on Saturday. So Hastings will have a home game next Wednesday. Just their opponent will be determined later. Probably it's looking like right now Doan or maybe Mount Marty will be the first round opponent for the Hastings College women's basketball team next week. So we got the second half coming up. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 43-15. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The game has now gone to halftime. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Mount Marty in women's college play, 45-35. Halftime show tonight brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. At 6:04 South Burlington, Midland immediately tries to pound the ball inside as the second half is underway, and Hastings comes out there with the basketball. That's the 14th turnover on Midland so far here in the ballgame. Van Kirker's shot in the lane is going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Jackson. Abby Jackson backs it back out, and they'll reset the offense. Hastings in their white and crimson uniforms here. shooting to our basket to our right in the second half of play. Samuelson to Van Kirk, top of the key. Three-pointer, good. Jamie Van Kirk scoring there on a three-pointer from the top of the circle. Van Kirk has now got 11 points in the ball game. Midland having trouble inbounding the ball. Finally, they do. They get it into a Danny Anderson. She'll bring things up. A pass comes to the near sideline. Sammy Licari, she drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Samuelson grabs the rebound. Holly Samuelson gets it ahead. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Danny Anderson. Turnover number 7 in the ball game now for Hastings College. Here comes Midland back in their offensive end. This is going to be Danny Anderson with the ball. Anderson moves it down in the corner to Anderson. That's Joelle Anderson. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Abby Jackson of Hastings. Jackson hustles back the other way. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Out to the free throw line. Now to Williamson. Her short jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd has got the ball now from Midland. Now to Sammy Licari. Licari's been kind of quiet here tonight. Had a good ball game when Hastings faced his team earlier this season up in Fremont. Down in the left corner is Danny Anderson, picked up there by Van Kirk. Danny around his screen, moves it in the lane, dumps it down low to Joelle Anderson, and her shot is up and in. Joelle Anderson gets the field goal. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Hastings now leading by a score of 46-17 in women's college basketball. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Samuelson on the wing, free throw line extended left side. Gets it in there to Sierra Williamson. Down in the right corner, now to Van Kirk. Out to Sierra at the free throw line. Now to Abby Jackson at the elbow. Jackson hesitates, drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Midland. It's going to go on Shepherd. That's going to be your first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 of the Broncos here in the second half of play. Abby Jackson in the free throw line for Hastings. An 82% foul shooter. And her shot is up there and in. Jackson has now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings is the team hitting 70% of their free throws this year. That is sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Jackson, and the rebound comes down here to Midland. Sammy Licari has got the ball from Midland. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Right on her face defensively is going to be Holly Samuelson. Licari on the right sideline. Now takes it down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. And ripping the rebound out of there for Hastings is going to be Williamson. Allen pass goes to the far sideline down to Jackson. Jackson's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jamila Johnson. She runs her back the other way from Midland all the way to the hoop. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. The Broncos turn it away as Jamila Johnson got the interception of the pass, drove the length of the floor, but misses at the rim. Can't finish. There's a 47-17 ball game. Hastings College out on top by 30 points. Midland with just 17 points in the first 23 minutes of playing time here tonight against this Hastings College defense. Williamson to Van Kirk, now to Williamson, free throw line, shot good. Sierra Williamson, it's a free throw line jumper. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now out on top by a score of 49-17. We've got the men's game coming up next here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings facing the 15th ranked team in the nation here in the night cap here tonight. There's a pass inside again to Shepherd. This time she's going to be clobbered. And a foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jackson. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. First team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line down for Midland is going to be Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 4 points. Shepherd led Midland in scoring the last time we played this bunch, had 19 points and really had an easy time inside against the Broncos as Hastings had some problems containing the inside game of the Warriors, but that's not the case here tonight. Shepherd hits her second free throw. That makes it a 49-19 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Broncos with the ball. Jackson goes to Jeldon, and her pass is thrown out of bounds. Jeldon trying to come quickly down there to Samuelson, and the ball is thrown out of bounds. 9 turnovers on Hastings College here in the basketball game. It's going to be Midland playing the ball in on the far sideline. Here come the Warriors trailing by 30. Just by the 17-minute mark here in the second half of play. Joelle Anderson, her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. She runs her back the other way. Jackson down the lane, and now a double dribble violation. Abby had a 3-on-2 break coming back the other way. And she's whistled for the double dribble violation as she tried to make a play in the lane there for the Broncos. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Jamila Johnson down the right sideline now from Midland. Hustles into the forecourt here and comes out now to Joelle Anderson. Now to Jamila Johnson as he takes it into the lane. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. A three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Danny Anderson. Right in front of the Midland bench. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 49-22 now. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Van Kirk with the ball for Hastings around a screen from Jeldon inside the free throw circle. Off to Jackson on the right side of the lane. Jackson comes out. Top of the key. That's going to be Holly Samuelson with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. Sends it down low to Jeldon. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Joel Anderson. Now to Jamila Johnson on the right sideline. Lobs it down to Shepard. Can't go up for the shot. Back out to Johnson. Down top of the key. Danny Anderson for three. Shot good. Or check that. That's a Sammy Lucari. Sammy Lucari out there at the top of the key. Knocks it down a three-pointer. And now Carey wants to call a timeout. 15 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 49, Midland 25.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings to the ball. Here's Michaela Berry inside the free throw circle, being pressured, and the ball tipped away, picked up by Johnson. Violet Johnson with the ball. Now she brings it across the 10-second line. She falls down. The ball is picked up by Lucari. Down to the wing on the right side. A three-pointer is thrown up there by Danny Anderson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Midland. That's a Joelle Anderson with the ball. Sends it on the low block on the left side to Shepard, and she is hit from behind, and foul is going to be called. So Hastings getting a little sloppy here in this second half of play. Jeldon picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Broncos since halftime. That's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Mila Johnson will trigger things in for the Warriors. Gets it right underneath the basket, and the shot is up there and in. That's Sammy Lucari scoring there on the inbound pass from Jamila Johnson. And all of a sudden, it's a 49-27 ball game. Hastings at one point had a 30-point lead. It's now down to 22. Broncos down the ball. They get it to Jeldon. Jeldon wheels in the lane, puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Joel Anderson. Anderson gets the ball ahead of Jamila Johnson inside to Shepard. Shot good. Taylor Shepard scores. That's her second field goal. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Midland has got the lead down to 20 points now at 49-29. Last couple of minutes have not been rosy here for Hastings. They get it inside to Jeldon. Down to Michaela Berry, left side of the wing. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Abby directing some traffic. Abby sends it to the top of the key now. Holly Samuelson down to Tika Thompson. Takes it in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, and she's fouling the play. The foul here is going to go on Midland. It's going to go on Joel Anderson. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Chelsea Morton into the ball game now for Hastings. Holly Hild coming in. Tika Thompson and Holly Samuelson coming to the bench. Hastings will play things in. Jackson gets it to Berry down here in the baseline. We're going to have an offensive foul called here. An offensive foul is going to be called on Jeldon. They're setting an illegal screen over here. Trying to spring Michaela Berry loose. That's the third foul now on Berry. Midland will play things in. Joel Anderson down the near sideline. Brings it into the forecourt. Midland is down by 20 points here in the second half with 14-12 remaining in this basketball game. There's Deb Anderson who signs up there and in. Danny Anderson hits a three-pointer. She's got back-to-back trays here now for Midland. And all of a sudden, it's 49-32. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Holly Hild with the ball on the wing on the left side, picked up by Danny Anderson. Goes down to the corner. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. She moves to her right now as Midland stays with his man-to-man defense. Jackson brings it to the top of the key. Her pass is deflected. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Shepard was laying on the sideline over there, and she got possession of the ball, but she was out of bounds. So Midland has done a great job getting back into this ball game. Boy, when you're down 47-17 in the second half and you have not put a lot of points on the scoreboard, your offense really struggling. They could have rolled over and could have been blown out of here, but now Midland is back to within 17 points and within striking distance. There's Van Kirk. She drives it down the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound. Morton, and her shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton right at the end of the shot clock grabs the offensive rebound and the putback. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings is out on top now by 19 points. It's 51-32. Here's Sammy Licari with the ball as he moves it over on the right sideline. That's Cox is into the ball game now. Now to Joelle Anderson. She drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morton of Hastings. Chelsea Morton gets the ball away now to Jackson. Hustles into the forecourt now. Jackson right-handed dribble as she moves it to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Sierra Williamson. Scores around to the bucket. Goes for the hole, and her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson now with 10 points in the ball game. That's just 1 point shy of her season high that she put up against Friends University in a non-conference game earlier this season. So Sierra's having a good ball game. Driving the ball to the basket there is going to be Licari. She goes up for the shot, and it's swatted out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Megan Cux with the ball now for Midland. Comes out on top. That's a Sammy Licari with it now. Licari drives it down the right side of the lane. Draws traffic. Throws up a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson of Hastings. Holly Samuelson down the right sideline and now brings it back to the center of the floor. Stops there. Comes over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk high right side. Looking to block. Nobody there. Van Kirk dribbling with it. Goes to the left side. Out of the free throw line. That's Morton with the ball. Back down in the corner. That's going to be Van Kirk trying to drive. And we're going to have a foul called. The foul here is going to be on Joelle Overkamp, who picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Warriors here in the second half of play. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. They play it in. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jalen Spencer of Midland. Spencer gets the ball away now to Sammy Licari. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there at in. Sammy Licari scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And Hastings College is now leading by a score of 53-34. So it's a 19-point lead, but Midland has got a little momentum here in the second half of play. Here's Michaela Berry, drives it. Her shot off of the window is good. Michaela Berry gets the field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 55-34. Hastings with the lead. Here's Megan Cox with the ball. Races it into the offensive zone to the left wing. Danny Anderson, a three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Morton gets it away down to Michaela Berry. She runs her back the other way for Hastings. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops from 5 feet away. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tipped down is picked up by Cox. Megan Cox with the ball now for Midland in their blue and orange uniforms as they shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. Trailing by 19 points, or at 21 points now, 51-34. Driving the ball down the right side of the lane and scoring off of the glass is Sammy Licari. She's got 9 points all here in the second half of play. Back the other way, Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk now with 14, so Hastings has now got a 58-36 lead over Midland, women's college basketball with 11 minutes to play in the basketball game. Megan Cox with the ball. Cox moves it over here on the left wing. That's going to be Anderson. Danny Anderson circles around, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. For some reason, Midland is getting to the basket rather easily here in the second half of play. Anderson has got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 58-38. Hastings with a 20-point lead. Chelsea Morton comes out here to Van Kirk. Around the screen, Van Kirk now drives into the basket, and she is met with contact right at the baseline. Draws a personal foul. That's going to be Danny Anderson picking up the foul. That's going to be your first team foul, number four on the Warriors here in the second half of play. It's going to be Van Kirk going to the free throw line for Hastings, and the shot is up there, and the shot is good. Van Kirk now with 15 points in the ball game. She had a free throw on Sunday up in Mitchell. A free throw with about 7 seconds to play. To give Hastings the lead 71-70. And Holly Samuelson made the defensive play of the game when she tipped away a ball from Celeste Bauer. She was bringing it back up to four following that missed free throw by Van Kirk. And Hastings escapes Mitchell with a 1 point win, 71-70. Van Kirk hits her second free throw. That gives Hastings the lead at 60-38 here in the second half of play with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play. There's a pass to the left side. It's going to be deflected away. It's going to be picked up here by Mandy Euker, who's back into the ball game. Euker picked up by Abigail Niebrugge, who's into the contest now for Hastings. Here's Rachel Starr. She has problems with a dribble and is slapped out of her hands there by Thompson. And Starr will play things in. So Midland will play things in here on the near sideline as they get it in there to Spencer. She throws up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected there by Williams. And the ball is brought down here by Thompson. Tika Thompson gets away, drives it all the way to the basket, and then misses the layup. Got right to the rim, and she misses the layup. And the rebound comes down here to Mandy Uecker. Uecker gets it away down the far sideline. Here comes Midland. They're trailing the ball game on a score of 60-38. Megan Cox with the ball. Left-handed dribble. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Tika runs her back the other way for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Thompson gets the ball into the hands now of Van Kirk. Van Kirk looking. Here's Tika Thompson now to Michaela Berry. Berry sends it to Tika right here at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Scores her out of the bucket. Now gives it away to Van Kirk, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Thompson. Tika picks up her second personal foul. Two fouls now on Tika Thompson. That's going to be team foul number four on the Warriors. So Midland will come back in their offensive end. This is Megan Cox with the ball. Picked up there by Abigail Niebrugge as she drives her to the hole, and a shot is up there no good. Abigail picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. 9:08 to play here in the women's ball game here tonight. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 60-38. Going to have a good crowd on hand by the nightcap tonight. Hastings will be facing the 15th ranked team in the country. Shot from the free throw line by Cox is up there and in. She's a 72% foul shooter on the season. Second one is up there. It's going to be good. So Megan hits a couple of free throws, and the Broncos again have a 20-point lead here in this one. It is 60-40. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball for Hastings. Now to Van Kirk around the screen. Van Kirk down the paint, running one-hander. Contact made, and another foul is going to be called. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line for Hastings. She's fouled in a play here by Rachel Stara of Midland. That's going to be her second. And now Carrie Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 60, Midland 40.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern is leading Dort 53-32. They've got 13 minutes and 40 seconds to play in their basketball game. Morningside has got the lead over Briarcliff 49-43. They've got 11 minutes to play in their contest. Hastings with a lead here over Midland on a score of 60-40. Hastings got out to a 43-15 lead by halftime. Midland trying to cut into her here in the second half, but Hastings still maintaining that 20-point lead, 60-40. The Broncos led at 1 point by 32 points. That was their biggest margin here in the second half at 49-17. Final regular season game of the year coming up on Saturday. Hastings will take on Northwestern. 2 o'clock for the women, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with the Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. GPAC postseason tournament coming up next week. Jamie Van Kirk at the line. Her shot is up there and in. Van Kirk now with 17 in the ball game. She has 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Van Kirk still the conference's best foul shooter at 88%. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Van Kirk hits a pair of free throws. Hastings out on top now by a score of 62-40. Broncos going to force the issue a little bit here in backcourt now. Full court pressure. They get the ball to Jaw Overcamp. She breaks the press and drives to the hole. A shot's going to be no good. May have been intimidated a little bit there by Sierra Williamson. Thompson has got the ball now for Hastings, running back the other way. Thompson on the right side of the lane. Comes out to Niebrugge. Across the top to Berry. Takes a shot from three. Misses. No good. Rebound comes down here to Spencer. Spencer has got it now for Midland. As she gets the ball away, that's into the hands of Megan Cox as she brings it across the 10-second line. Picked up by Abigail Niebrugge. They lob it inside to Spencer. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. She's fouled in the play. Williamson picks up the personal foul. And going to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play is going to be Jalen Spencer. Spencer has got 6 points in the basketball game, so trying to tack on one more here. He's a 6-foot senior post player out of Millard. She's a 74% foul shooter in the season. So it's 62-42. Hastings College has got the lead. Spencer's free throw is up there. It's off the mark. Nope, it goes down through the hole. It bounces off of the left side, but right down through the hole. It's now a 62-43 ball game. Hastings College is leading here in this contest. Hastings looking for their 20th win of the season. They will go to 20-7 if they can lock up the win here tonight. There's Berry with the ball on the wing on the left side. Midland still in the man-to-man. Thompson fakes the three, dribbles the ball down the lane, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball being tapped around. It is loose. Now we got a jump ball called. Williamson goes down to fight for it there for Hastings, and she was tied up in the play. Possession arrow was pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:51 to play in the basketball game, 62-43. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Berry for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, and there's a foul in the play. Abigail Niebrugge went tumbling down right to the feet of Michaela Berry. She was fouled in the play. As Berry hits the three, and Niebrugge, we go to the free throw line. No, that's just the sixth team foul on Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. As a foul there went on Cox, that's going to be here first, so Hastings with a chance at even bigger and better things here after that three-pointer by Berry. Berry's now got 11 in the ball game. Berry goes down in the corner, now to Niebrugge. Your shot is up there and in. Again, she was knocked down there in the corner, but no foul called as Abigail knocks down the shot. And now she is hobbled, and she's going to have to. There's a timeout called here. Niebrugge hits a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. And then she's coming up hobbled a little bit. She's already got a brace on her right knee. And Niebrugge, the freshman out of Omaha, is down on the floor here for Hastings, receiving some medical attention. Remember, Chanel Farmer is already on the shelf here for Hastings College. She will not play for the rest of the season. And now Niebrugge is going to come out of the ball game as well for Hastings College. So Abigail made a couple of nice plays there. She was fouled and went down at the feet of Michaela Berry after Berry hits the three-pointer. Hastings got the ball back following the foul, and then Niebrugge hits the three-pointer from deep in the left corner there for Hastings College, and she is now on the bench, or actually she's sitting in the seats behind the basket for Hastings. So Niebrugge is out. Hastings has got a 68-43 lead now here in this basketball game. Midland has got the ball. The Hastings College Broncos attack here in backcourt. Euchre's got it on the right sideline. Now drives to the hole. She's going to be double-teamed on the play. We got a foul called. Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Into the ball game now for the Broncos. It's going to be Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd comes in. Going out is going to be Joelle Overkamp. Miranda Paul also coming into the ball game for the first time here from Midland. Euchre's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So they miss on the front end of the 1-1. Tika Thompson has got the ball, now to Jackson. The score is 68-43. Hastings College has got the lead here in this one. Here's Michaela Berry out to Jackson, to Thompson, just left of the circle. There's Van Kirk with it now to Berry. Berry dribbles once, now to Jackson on the wing on the right side. Abby gets it inside the free throw circle to Williamson. Now to Michaela Berry, drives it out on the baseline, puts up a one-hander. Her shot no good. Had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. And Midland will play things in. So Hastings had the rebound, but they couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. And in the ball game now is going to be Danny Anderson for Midland. Checking out is going to be Mandy Euchre. 6:49 to play here in this one. It's 68-43. Hastings College with the lead here in women's college basketball. Here's Midland with the ball now. It's going to be Megan Cox. She falls down with it, and now the scramble is on. Megan gets it under control, gets it out here to Jamila Johnson. Johnson penetrates to the free throw line, stops and pops. Her shot is up there and in. Jamila Johnson, that's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Hastings out on top by a score of 68-45 here in this one. Abby Jackson has got the ball for the Broncos. Bounce pass. Goes over to Van Kirk, dribbles inside the ring, takes it down on the baseline, stops there, gets it out to Berry for three, shot is short, no good, rebound Johnson. Jamila Johnson with the ball now for Midland, winds her way up the floor. Johnson down the lane, throws up a shot, no good, rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk has her pocket picked here in backcourt by Anderson. Out to Johnson for three, shot is no good, offensive rebound, follow shot no good by Shepherd. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Sierra Williamson with a rebound, gets it away now to Abby Jackson. Jackson down the right sideline. Hastings still on top, 68-45. Here's Michaela Berry dribbling to the top of the key. Sends it over here to Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside. That's going to be Williamson. Puts it up there left-handed. Misses a shot. No good. Rebound lost out of bounds. It was last touched by Sierra Williamson. Holly Samuelson coming into the ball game. Here comes Jolden back in. Berry checks out, and Sierra Williamson also coming to the bench. 68-45, Hastings College with a lead here. Midland has got the ball down the right sideline. Danny Anderson brings it back to the center of the floor, sends it down to Shepherd on the baseline. Her shot from 15 is no good. Van Kirk rips the rebound. Jamie Van Kirk to the near sideline, out of Tika Thompson to a wide open Abby Jackson. Shot good. Abby Jackson knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 11 points in the basketball game. Now 71-45, Hastings with the lead. Here's Midland down in the left corner. Danny Anderson for three. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Holly Samuelson. Holly dribbling on the ball. She'll bring things up. Hastings comfortably ahead here in this second half, and now she's going to be fouled into play. Holly Samuelson is going to go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. The foul is going to be on Jamila Johnston. That's going to be her first. Men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. And the ball game now is going to be Mandy Euchre for Midland. Also checking in will be Holly Hild for Hastings. Coming in for Midland is going to be Rachel Stara. And going out is going to be Danny Anderson. Going to the free throw line here for Hastings is going to be Holly Samuelson. She's got a couple of free throws, two attempts today for only points in the ball game, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Hastings still out on top by a score of 71-45 here in women's college basketball. Rachel Starr has got it. Out to a Megan Cux in three-point territory to Euchre. Euchre sends it to the far sideline now. That's Miranda Paul who's into the ball game. The Euchre drops the ball on the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Again, trying to get the ball inside to Shepherd. It was thrown high. Brought down by Jeldon of Hastings. Now to Jackson. To Tika Thompson. Drives it. Shot off the window. Good. Thompson now has 7 points in the basketball game. And it's back up to a 28-point lead at 73-45. The Broncos led by 32 just after halftime here today. For the deep right corner, Miranda Paul throws up a three-pointer. And it hits bottom. Miranda Paul, that's her first field goal of the ball game, and now Midland wants to call a timeout. Warriors call a timeout, 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 73, Midland 48.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings College has got the lead over Midland, 73-48. Broncos led at halftime, 43-15. Stretched that lead to 49-17 in the first minute or so of the second half. Midland chopped into the lead, got it down to 17 points at one time at 49-32, but the Broncos have held off the challenge here, and Hastings has now got the lead over Midland by a score of 73-48. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. So Hastings has got the ball. Here comes Abby Jackson as he trots her back the other way. Hastings looking for their 20th win of the season here tonight. Well underway to that with this performance here today. There's a pass to Holly Samuelson at the free throw line. It's going to be knocked loose and it's picked up by Midland. Hastings not as sharp here in the second half as they were in the first half. Hastings played a pretty good first 20 minutes of play, and this second half has not been very good. Gary will not be happy with this. Here's Miranda Paul inside the free throw circle. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Jeldon gets it away now to Abby Jackson. Abby, the former Saint Cecilia Hawkett, runs back the other way. Jackson moves over here on the wing. That's going to be Holly Samuelson. Holly Hill to the top of the circle. Over to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside. Rachel Jolden dribbles once. Now to Alex Edwards. Gives it back to Jolden at the elbow. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Jackson has got it. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Jackson on the dribble. Moves to the free throw line. Pass down low. Goes to Edwards. Her shot is going to be knocked out of bounds. And now a shot clock violation on Hastings College. 3:05 to play. You're in the basketball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 73-48. Pressure again by the Broncos here in backcourt. Euchre has got the ball. Mishandles it, but picks her back up. Now goes to Miranda Paul. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. Now to Euchre. To Megan Cux. Under 3 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Mandy Euchre has got the ball to the top of the circle. A shot is thrown up there by Miranda Paul from three. No good. Rebound Edwards. Now to Jackson. Gets the ball ahead in the forecourt. That's going to be Holly Hill. Back out to Edwards. Top of the key. Three-pointer. That one is off of the mark. No good. And a rebound comes down to Rachel Stara. Stara to the right sideline to Megan Cux. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now dribbles to the left side of the lane. Go Euchre. Her pass inside is going to be intercepted. Again, trying to get the ball to Shepard. And the ball intercepted there by Jolden. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Samuelson. Her shot is up at the end. Holly Samuelson gets the field goal. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Now Carey calls a timeout to get some subs into the ball game. We're going to see Chelsea Morton come out now for Hastings. Also coming out is going to be Jordan Johnson. Jordan Johnson, a freshman out of Fairbury. First time we've seen her in quite some time. And she's into the contest now for Hastings College. 75-48 is the score. Hastings has got the lead as we approach the two-minute mark here in this basketball game. There's a Megan Cox with the ball. Miranda Paul at the top of the circle. Euchre, free throw line extended right side. Brings it back to Cox at the top of the key, and now we got a foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Hastings College. It's going to be down low and inside. Kelly Schreibvogel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 of the Broncos. So we'll have some free throws coming up here from Jalen Spencer. Spencer is 1-for-1 so far today. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Spencer now has 7 points in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 75-49. Hastings will wrap up the regular season on Saturday afternoon against the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Jalen Spencer. And Hastings now has a 25-point lead at 75-50. Johnson has got the ball now for Hastings College as she moves it over here to Chelsea Morton. Top of the key, that's going to be Holly Hill to Johnson on the far side. Bombs away for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Tries to drive the baseline. The ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. We've been sitting on the bench all season long. You finally get a chance to play. It's bombs away as Jordan Johnson throws it up from three-point territory on the far side. They did not draw iron. Hastings down with 11 seconds on the shot clock. Will play things in. Hill to the top of the circle. Hill dribbles once. Bounce pass inside to Schreibvogel. Her shot over Spencer. Good. Kelly Schreibvogel scoring there for Hastings. She's a sophomore out of Keensburg, Colorado. And Hastings down with a 27-point lead. It is 77-50 with a minute and 20 seconds to play. Euchre has got the ball. Two-handed pass comes out to Paul. Now inside to Spencer. Wheels toward the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Johnson had the rebound. It was knocked out of her hands there by Spencer. And Hastings College will play things in. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Roshan Holly also into the ball game. Holly is a 5'11" freshman out of Omaha. So Carrie sending in some folks that have not seen playing time for quite some time, if at all. Maybe seeing their debuts there in this ball game here tonight. A minute to play in the contest, 77-50. Roshan Holly with the ball. They move it over to Johnson on the far side. Johnson penetrates to the hole. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland College basketball. So Midland will play things in, but they're trailing big time by some 27 points here in this one. Hastings will win their 20th ball game of the season here tonight. Euchre with the ball on the wing. Euchre throws up a shot. It's going to be up there and in. Mandy Euchre scoring there, and she forces one up, and it goes down through the hole. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 77-52. Hastings with the lead. Johnson with the ball. Bounce pass over here on the right sideline. Roshan Holly with it. Moves it to the free throw line. Now gives it away to Johnson. Johnson penetrates down the lane, stops, wheels, puts up a shot off of the left side, no good. Rebound, Alex Edwards. Out of Johnson again. Johnson moves it inside the free throw circle. Now to Holly Hill, 17 seconds left on the shot clock and on the game clock. Here's a Johnson with the ball again for Hastings College. Johnson just comes out here in the three-point territory, and the white flags are coming up here in Midland, and Hastings is going to pick up a 25-point win here tonight as Hastings will beat the Midland University Warriors tonight in women's college basketball. The final score, Hastings College 77 and Midland 52. Hastings will improve to 20 wins and 7 losses on the season. They're now 14-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will get ready for Northwestern coming up on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland, they dropped to 10 wins and 19 losses on the season. Midland is now 4-15 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Midland by some 25 points. The Broncos win 77-52.